Right now.
All right, good evening, everyone. I'm Captain Jim Yeo from the 103rd Civil Support Team. And basically, the reason we're here on our lovely evening is because Unalaska Fire Department found a 20-foot Connex washed up on the beach out here. They made entry into it and discovered some unknown chemicals. That's what got us out here. Let's see, where do we want to go from there? Medical concerns?
There's one casualty. One of the firefighters, he went in, got exposed to a large amount of this stuff. Some of it got through, contacted his skin, and he started having a mild burning sensation.
Jeremy Topowin, the fire captain, had told my mom about it, so I gave him a call, and now I'm here. I have no idea what's going to happen. All they told me is that I'm just going to get wet.
We have a large amount of water. So what we're gonna do, we're not gonna try to neutralize any of this stuff. We're just gonna use large amounts of water to flush it off.
Copy. If you wanna grab Topowin and have him run through decon, lift fire one note before you do.
Yep.
All right, good evening. I'm Captain Nathan Richard. I'm the survey section leader. The entry team, as briefed, will be going down in SCBA level A.
On air.
Copy.
Ready to go on air? They already got permission, you ready?
They have radiation detection equipment, they have pH paper, they can narrow down what class of chemical it is, and then ultimately they can come to what it actually is. Did we decide in the scenario what they're going to come up with that's actually in there? Are they going to come up with caustic?
No, it's just a non-hazardous material is what they're going to find. So,
see, the scenario is more about the practice of going in and doing it as opposed to what the end result is.